news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 7:06, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Lots of news on the way, plus rain and cooler air on the way. Get more from Dr. Bill coming up in just a couple minutes. Top news stories of the day straight ahead. Right now, the traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the CBD America Traffic Center, you've got a three-vehicle accident head-on collision at Pageant Switch Road at 2 Mile Road. Emergency vehicles are there now. Looks like it's a good ride still across the Bayway. Northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland, no delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months plus $500 bonus cash back. Model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, clearing and cooler with lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey guys, Cole Kubik here, and I want to tell you about the Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash coming up November the 13th, 6 to 9 at St. Dominic Murphy Center. A $10,000 drawdown is going to take place, catered by Bay Gourmet. Adult beverages will be provided by Serta Brewery. DJ Dr. Feelgood will be in the house along with a silent auction. Proceeds are going to go to Auburn Wheelchair Sports. The Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash, November the 13th, 6 to 9 at St. Dominic Murphy Center. All proceeds going to Auburn Wheelchair Sports.
Tickets available at all RIM Animal Clinic locations.
All right, 7:08, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kelly, Kane, we're all here. Glad you are as well. Text line is open for you this hour at 343-0106. Three big things, top news stories of the day. Potential settlement could end the Mobile City Council lawsuit. We'll talk more about that. It was a five-hour city council meeting yesterday.
Man.
Marathon time. Also last night, the Democrats were debating in Ohio. Takeaways from that, of course, the front runner now, Elizabeth Warren, under fire, and the 70s Club. And that's not people that like bell-bottoms and stuff. That is the 70-year-old club ignoring the age issue. We'll talk about that and a lot more from last night's Democrat presidential debate and the story that we've been talking about since the week started, and started on Saturday with the kidnapping of that 3-year-old little girl, Camille McKinney. More details on that now with Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The search continues for 3-year-old Camille McKinney. She was abducted on Saturday from a birthday party in Birmingham. A vigil has been held for her safe return. Camille, whose family calls her Cupcake, is 3 feet tall and weighs 60 pounds. She was last seen wearing a pink Minnie Mouse t-shirt and had yellow, white, and blue bows in her hair. The man detained in connection with her abduction has been charged after authorities say they found obscene photos of young girls on his cell phone. 39-year-old Patrick Stallworth is charged with 7 crimes: possession of child pornography and possession with intent to distribute child pornography. The images were discovered on his phone as authorities searched for clues to find Camille. Now, authorities are emphasizing that those pictures were not of Camille. Stallworth has not yet been charged with any crime in connection to the 3-year-old's disappearance. His bonds on the child pornography charges, though, total $500,000. The woman taken into custody with him Sunday night, 29-year-old Derek Irisha Brown, remains held as authorities have filed a motion last Tuesday to revoke her bond in a 2018 case in which Brown is accused of abducting her own 3 children from DHR custody. She and Stallworth are in a dating relationship. If you have information on the missing 3-year-old, little Camille McKinney, please call the Birmingham Police 205-297-8413 or Crime Stoppers 205-254-7777. There's a $6,000 reward for information leading to her safe return. A body found in the Mississippi Sound October 3rd has been identified as a Baldwin County man. According to the Biloxi Police Department, that body body is that of 43-year-old Michael A. Blakeney Jr. There were no signs of foul play revealed during the autopsy. The cause of death has not yet been determined. Lab results are still pending. This death is being investigated as suspicious until the cause of death can be determined. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market with the freshest local fruits and vegetables at a great price, including weekly specials. Highway 181 and County Road 64. Allegri Farm Market. Fresh produce straight from their local farms to your table. Open daily from 8 to 6, Sundays 9 to 5.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Rallies are being held around the country as patients demand access to prescription pain medicine. One rally is scheduled for 11 outside the VA hospital in Mobile. Another rally will be held at noon at MLK Square in Pensacola. Protesters say the opioid crisis is limiting access to medication. Mobile police are investigating a shooting at the Knollwood Apartments. This happened last night around 8:45. News 5 is working to get more information about that shooting. Scratch-off tickets will be available starting November 25th in Mississippi. Over the next 10 years, $80 million is expected to be generated from the ticket sales. Officials say that money will be used for infrastructure and road repairs. Pensacola police have arrested a man in connection to a deadly hit-and-run last month on Cervantes Street. 25-year-old Kyle Harger was booked into the Escambia County Jail last night. He is being held this morning without bond. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Hello, I'm Van, president of Century Bank. Since 1903, our foundation has been built on listening to each customer's needs and providing them with the best banking experience in the industry through personal relationships. We invite you to visit Century Bank today and experience the friendly attitude of our employees as they serve your financial needs with sincere pride. After all, at Century Bank, we take banking personally.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 7:14, FM Talk 106.5. This segment of the show brought to you by Lightstream. Who doesn't want less stress in their life? If high-interest credit card bills are adding to your stress, here's your solution. The folks at Lightstream. You could pay off your credit card balances and save money with a credit card consolidation loan from the folks at Lightstream. Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. Compare that to the national average interest rate of over 20% APR. Plus, your rate is fixed, so as these rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. And the online application is quick and easy. You can apply right from your phone and even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. And just for y'all, you can apply now to get a special interest rate discount by going to the website lightstream.com/Sullivan. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Sullivan, SULLIV as in Victor, AN. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, I mentioned this earlier. I'm going to go to a story from Jim Roop from Westwood One about the law in California being changed here when it comes to roadkill. Roadkill, yeah, every roadkill cafe, roadkill this and that, right?
So they've done the plastic straws to paper.
That's
now
right.
They're moving on to roadkill.
That's right.
Okay.
So here, well, let's go run to the Jim Roop story. This from Westwood One, and then when we set this up, this is about California. Then we'll talk about Alabama.
Democratic State Senator Bob Archuleta is the author of the legislation and admits
This bill has been a center of obviously many jokes here in the Capitol.
And that's the way it started in Oregon, too. One of just a handful of states that has such a law. That bill was carried by Oregon Republican State Senator Bill Hansel, who says he got a lot of ribbing about it there.
I was known as Roadkill Bill. We also had a number of very creative news articles on the bill, such as Grill to Grill or Meals Under Wheels. But the bill was absolutely good public policy.
Back to California's bill. The idea isn't just about eating something a motorist runs over. It's about safety. Archuleta says there are places in the state heavily traveled by big game. There are some 20,000 deer killed every year in collisions with cars in California. And in the past 6 years, some 8,000 other big game, including elk and antelope, have caused serious accidents.
Over 1,500 injuries and at least 24 fatalities to motorists and passengers alike. And you can imagine a family in a van and they hit that animal. And from what I understand from Fish and Game and the wardens and so on, that animal will go right through that windshield.
He says this law will track those accidents, identify places of heavy animal traffic, and it will do so through an app. Now, if someone hits a deer, for example, they immediately get out of the car and get it out of the roadway. And currently, only state and local officials are allowed to do that. Now, the motorist then takes a picture of the animal, puts in the location and other factors, and it goes to the State Highway Patrol and Fish and Wildlife. And immediately, a permit is sent back, allowing the motorist to take the animal and barbecue it up if they desire. But the idea is to get it out of the roadway to avoid secondary accidents and identify places where additional lighting, signage, or other safety features might be needed. There is a question, however, of poaching. While there are safeguards aimed at preventing a poacher from just killing an animal, then dragging it to the road and claiming it was an auto accident, Oregon State Senator Bill Hansel says the bottom line is...
At the end of the day, nothing is going to be foolproof on that.
The law goes into effect in 2022. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
So 2022, even though the issue is in 2019 is a big deal, they're going to leave it till 2022 to let people, now these would be, you know, I like what they did here because you have a motivation to get that body out of the road of that animal because now you can keep it, right? In the past, you could not keep it. And state by state, you have different laws on this.
You've been warned, animals. You have 3 years.
That's right. Why they keep putting that deer crossing sign up there, making the deer cross at that place in the road? So what's the law in Alabama? I think this is interesting, and maybe we need to push something here. Lord knows, as they pre-file bills, right? I mean, they'd love to pre-file bills before session. So we ought to pre-file something to open up, to liberalize the keeping of roadkill game. I myself have... put a deer that was hit by a truck in front of us and fresh killed, and we went ahead and took it. Of course, it was legal then because it was during deer season and we had licenses. But Alabama, the only roadkill game you can keep is that animal that's open during that season.
Really?
Yeah, this is bothersome to me. And if you hit something that's protected by federal law, you can't possess it. If you hit a bald eagle or something, you can't throw it in the truck then.
Of course.
But let's talk about deer and pigs and things like that. Only and hogs are okay because it's year-round that you can kill them. But deer, only during deer season is the way the law goes. Although you can make a call to DCNR, Alabama Wildlife and Freshwater Fisheries, and call them and say, hey, I hit a deer. What can I do? And I think the wardens can have some ability to let you keep it even out of season, but the law is right now if you hit it and it's not season, you can't keep it. If it is, you can.
I would have failed that trivia question. I would have thought that in Alabama you keep anything you hit.
No, but you can when it's in season, which I think it should be. Listen, the idea, the people, they're worried that people are going to use their cars to poach. Do you know how much, if you hit a critter, it cost in body work? Nobody's going to go hitting, you know, to try to get it that way. But if they do, they keep it. Or in our situation, a person in front of us hit it, paid no attention to this animal on the side of the road that they had hit. Mm-hmm. We went ahead and dispatched it and loaded it up.
You know, in California, they're saying, you know, they're worried about the animals being left there in the road, mm-hmm. and accidents that could cause. What about the people that get out to pull the animal from the road? Are they worried at all about the people?
Well, if the people do it, well, if the people do it safely, though. But it's getting it out of the road is important because somebody comes up over a hill, doesn't see it, you know, then all of a sudden watch the brakes. So a lot there. All right, if we get a chance, we'll talk about that. We can do it on the text line at 343-0106. I see some text on that coming in already. All right, let's check out Auburn Sports Today with news from the Plains, brought to you by Azalea City Rehab, The Carrot Patch, and Bailey's TV.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
11th-ranked Auburn football plays at Arkansas this weekend without one of the SEC's top running backs.
I'd be kidding myself to say Boogie Whitlow not going with us is not a big blow, but you know, we have opportunities for those other guys to show what they can do.
Cam Martin is Auburn's most experienced runner with around 1,400 career yards and 8 touchdowns. Now this from Alpha Insurance.
It's never too early or too late to buy life insurance. Protect your kids with Alpha's First Step Life Plan while securing affordable coverage on yourself with the Next Chapter policy. Or if you're between 40 and 80, Alpha's Guaranteed Acceptance Life could be a good fit for you. As easy as Alpha makes it to protect who you love, now it's easy to protect what you love with the Enduring Gift Life Plan. You can leave one final gift to your favorite church or charity. Let the legacy you leave be a good one. Call Alpha today.
Tomorrow is tip-off at Toomer's. Dan Heck from Athletics Marketing on when the fun begins.
We're partnering with the Downtown Merchants Association, and we're envisioning a street festival. So if you come out at 4 o'clock, you're going to have Fan Fest on Sanford Lawn. You'll have inflatables, games, a lot of activities for kids to do. There'll be food vendors out in front of the local businesses. This will also be the entertainment district for downtown Auburn. So this is an opportunity for fans and Auburn people to come down. And if you want to walk in and out of an establishment and walk around in the entertainment district, you can do that from 4 to 10 p.m. And really just highlighting the partnership with the city of Auburn.
We'll have Tiger Talk tomorrow night from the event on the court downtown. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Bailey's TV and Mattress has the best prices of the year. In the 2019 TV Value Electronics Shootout, the Sony OLED was just named the king of TV. Stop by Bailey's for a demo today. The Sony OLED is the best picture we've ever seen. Perfect for all the big ball games coming up. Bailey's TV providing mobile excellent service and installation for over 65 years. And Bailey's TV is your local Sonos audio dealer. Bailey's TV and Mattress, Lakeside and Government, 666-0448.
My husband's found a secret, Carrot Patch Jewelers. He actually likes shopping at the Carrot Patch. The friendly staff always helps him choose something perfect and at a price he's happy to pay. Fine diamonds, colored stone rings, pendants, and earrings with the newest styles, classic and timeless. Even fashion pieces, too. Since 1982, Carrot Patch Jewelers is still your I didn't just think of you today store. Do like my husband and shop where you're sure to find the gifts you'll love for eternity. Now in their brand new location at 800 Hillcrest Road, Carrot Patch Jewelers.
My name is Jennifer Adkins. I've worked in healthcare for 23 years and I'm very selective with my own healthcare. I've chosen Sayu City Hinnon Rehab for all my post-injury therapy because of their one-on-one, hands-on approach. Let Azalea City Hinnon Rehab provide your physical and occupational therapy. You'll be glad you did.
Azalea City Hand and Rehab, helping heal Mobile with occupational and physical therapy since 1981. On Facebook, Twitter, or AzaleaCityRehab.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, clearing and cooler with lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You've heard about them for years. My friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services. And they offer a 12-year warranty on all new systems. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
Good morning, everyone, from the Pitts & Sons Towing & Recovery Traffic Center. We've got an accident at Paget Switch Road just south of 2 Mile Road. It's a head-on collision. The roadway is completely closed off at this time. Three vehicles involved. Also, got a new accident with injuries. Just happened a few minutes ago at Airport in Azalea. Nothing scary here. Come see singing spiders and dancing scarecrows at Thriller Nights of Lights of Mobile at Hank Aaron Stadium. $7 per person. Kids 3 and under are free now through Halloween from 7 to 10 p.m. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 726 FM Talk 106.5. You got the rain yesterday. We're getting ready to get some more. If you look at the radar out to our west, it's coming our way. More details on that. And tropical activity in the Gulf could affect our weekend. More from Dr. Bill coming up in just a couple minutes. Right now, Kelly with our headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News from our state capitol. As a federal appeals court says that James McWilliams, the Alabama man condemned to die for a killing more than 30 years ago, should get a new sentencing hearing because of questions over his mental competence. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals released their decision on Tuesday. Court records show that McWilliams is on death row after being convicted of sexually assaulting and killing a woman in 1984 in Tuscaloosa. McWilliams challenged a judge's refusal to appoint a psychiatrist to examine his mental health status at a sentencing. So while state appeals courts upheld the decision, federal judges disagreed. According to the Associated Press, McWilliams is in his early 60s. He has been on death row since his conviction in 1986. Both he and his mother testified that he had numerous head injuries as a child. The state of Mississippi is hoping to take a gamble a bit sooner to possibly hit that jackpot. The Mississippi Lottery Corporation announced on Tuesday that they will start selling scratch-off lottery tickets November the 25th, that is the Monday before Thanksgiving. Lottery officials had originally planned to begin their sales December the 1st. Multi-state lottery tickets for games like Powerball and Mega Millions, that's expected to begin in early 2020. The Lottery Corporation has begun mailing acceptance letters to approved retailers who will sell the tickets. The lottery is expected to generate $40 million in the first year before growing to $80 million to $100 million a year thereafter. Proceeds from the lottery will go toward infrastructure improvements and education. Now only five states remain without lotteries. Those five states are Alabama, Alaska, Hawaii, Nevada, and Utah. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 728 FM Talk 106.5. Somebody emailing me here that's disgusting. Why is it disgusting? If it's been sitting there, but if there's... honest to goodness, if it's freshly hit by vehicle, which if you just joined the show, hey y'all, but we had mentioned this law where they finally have codified in California, people can keep critters that are hit on the roadway.
Yeah.
And we talked about Alabama, where you can keep them if that animal is in season right then, which is, you know, you got to wait. Archery season started yesterday for deer, so from now through February 10th, you could keep the deer in Alabama. But it should be your, I mean, if it was just hit and you saw the, and you eat venison like we do in our what? Why is that gross versus?
Yeah, no. The people that think it's disgusting must be thinking of like armadillos that have been hitting left on the road during summer days.
Yes, if there's some critter that's been laying there, no. But if you're the motorist or saw the critter hit and it's why shouldn't you be able to use that protein?
What are the rules on if you hit a deer and it's not dead but dying? You got a pistol in the car. Are you allowed to?
Depends on where you are. Depends on where you are with the pistol, I'm sure, and what the season is. I won't get into details of what I've been party to or seen happen, but we'll try to get some more clarity from the state on this coming up later on in the show. Right now, we'll check in with News 5 and Dr. Bill with our forecast, all right here on Mobile Mornings.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A shot was fired during a robbery at an ATM late last night. Happened at the Navy Federal Credit Union on Davis Highway at Langley Avenue around 10:30. No one was hit by the bullet, which struck a car. Pensacola police are looking for three suspects. The intersection of County Road 13 and Whispering Pines in Daphne has reopened after a crash involving a motorcycle shut down that area last night. We are working to get information this morning about the extent of the injuries in that crash. Rallies are being held around the country as patients demand access to prescription pain medicine. One rally is scheduled for 11 outside the VA hospital in Mobile. Another rally will be held at noon at MLK Square in Pensacola. Protesters say the prescription opioid crisis is limiting access to medication. For WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Monster Mash savings at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes in the month of October. Prices you won't be able to smash on the Liberty CN24 gun safe, with $250 off for only $749. Or the most popular model, the 60-gun Fatboy Extreme, discounted $700. Unbelievable savings in these Monster Mash deals. Safes made in the USA with a lifetime replaceable warranty against theft and fire. Why shop anywhere else? That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 and Moffett Road. Call 471-1137.
House committees continue their impeachment probe, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will not authorize a formal impeachment inquiry of President Trump.
There's no requirement that we have a vote, and so at this time we will not be having a vote.
Democratic presidential candidates attempted to separate themselves on key policy issues at last night's debate.
Testing frontrunner Elizabeth Warren.
So I want to give a reality check here to Elizabeth. Your idea is not the only idea.
Also at odds, the two military veterans, Mayor Pete Buttigieg and Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, sparring over troop removal from the Middle East.
What is an endless war if it's not yet another regime change war?
Each hoping for a breakout moment that could give them an edge in the campaign ahead. I'm Nadia Romero reporting.
Turkey's President Erdogan says he won't halt the military offensive in Syria despite pressure from NATO allies. VP Mike Pence and Secretary of State Pompeo will engage in diplomatic talks in Turkey. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Three major drug distributors are in talks to pay $18 billion to settle sweeping litigation brought by state and local governments, blaming them for fueling the opioid crisis, paving the way for a broad resolution to lawsuits that have shaken the pharmaceutical industry. The Wall Street Journal says the three distributors, McKesson, AmerisourceBergen, and Cardinal Health, would collectively pay $18 billion over 18 years under the deal currently on the table. The Supreme Court seems likely to leave in place the oversight board established by Congress in response to Puerto Rico's financial crisis. The justices voiced skepticism of a constitutional challenge to the oversight board's composition. Hedge funds that invested in Puerto Rican bonds are leading the case against the board. A lower court ruled the board members were appointed in violation of the Constitution because they were not confirmed by the Senate. Crude oil up 18 cents at $52.99 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are modestly lower after stocks posted sharp gains yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The largest midway on the Gulf Coast is back October 25th through November 3rd. The 65th annual Greater Gulf State Fair with acts like the Marshall Tucker Band and Lamco. Bring the kids to meet Curious George and Pete the Cat, or try out our family attractions like Pirates of the Sky and Equestrian Chaos. The 65th annual Greater Gulf State Fair. Visit our website for full schedules and admission. GreaterGulfStateFair.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 7:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
A lot of us got a soaker yesterday, and if we didn't, it's on the way for today.
Yeah, we've got quite a bit of rain still to go through here before a cold front brings us some nice dry air and some cool temperatures tonight. That front is still over southeast Mississippi. We had yesterday nearly 2 inches of rain officially at the airport, 1.96. And we actually got up to 88 degrees, which was only 1 degree from the record. Today we won't get that warm. It looks like anywhere from 78 to possibly 80 degrees for the high this afternoon. And we will see some showers and possibly a thunderstorm or two, but mostly showers as this front comes through. The wind will shift around to the northwest, and then we'll see clearing tonight. And we're going to cool down to about 52 degrees tomorrow morning. That means that some areas could be in the upper 40s at daybreak tomorrow. Tomorrow we should have a beautiful day, mostly sunny, only 72 for the high tomorrow. And back down into the 50s, around 55 degrees for tomorrow night. Looking ahead now to Friday and the weekend. Friday will be partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower. Temperatures will be very comfortable again, about 72 degrees for Friday afternoon. After that, though, we're going to have to contend with some rain. We've got a low-pressure system will be developing in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. Now, there's a possibility that could become a tropical depression that developed tropical characteristics. It is actually an easterly wave or a tropical wave that came across the Caribbean and Yucatan into the southwestern Gulf, and forecast models now show it developing a low-pressure area, and it's going to be pulled out of that region right across the Gulf and into the central Gulf of Mexico, and then northern Gulf of Mexico on Saturday. So looks like Saturday will be a washout with plenty of rain. We don't expect this to be a tropical storm or anything when it reaches the Gulf Coast, because there's a lot of shearing, strong upper level winds that'll probably keep that from happening. But it will be a rain event, so we'll see quite a bit of rain for Saturday, and in fact starting Friday night through Saturday into Saturday night. And the rain could be heavy at times. Rain will actually spread all the way on up into Alabama Saturday night and Sunday. And here along the Gulf Coast, Sunday will be more humid. Temperatures, about 82, 83 degrees for Sunday afternoon with some scattered showers. And then Monday, up into the mid-80s with, again, some scattered showers. And then Tuesday, another mass of dry air will move in and will cool down a bit. So kind of plan on a lot of rain around on Saturday.
Yeah, this is goes back to what you've taught us over time, that the hurricane season, when it begins and towards when it ends, is often something that is kind of in our backyard versus out in the Atlantic.
Yeah, late in the season, and we're starting to get late in the season. We'll get to mid-October. The prime area for development is the Western Caribbean, the Gulf of Mexico, Bahamas. That's the prime area. And the Atlantic, the distant Atlantic season fades out. And that's the situation that we'll be seeing. And this one, fortunately, this tropical wave and then a low pressure area in the southwestern Gulf will be faced with those upper air winds. So that that'll help us out quite a bit, but it will keep it a rain event.
All right. So, so talking to people that are in South Mobile, South Baldwin County, live on the water, this is a rain event, but you don't. Do you see any higher than normal tides with this Saturday or anything tropical like that?
We could hit a bit of coastal flooding. That is, we'll have a better fix on the development of this storm tomorrow, but we could see 1 foot above normal type situation, which could cause some coastal flooding.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, was down on Fowl River yesterday. Got to go take some folks from the state. We'll talk about this, and some folks from out of town, along with Captain Bobby Abrascato, for a little quick trip yesterday afternoon. And the water was probably two feet above normal down there at a high tide, maybe a foot and a half above normal on a high tide. It was up over the launching at Pelican Reef there, and the water up over the finger piers and into the dock and all that. It was pretty high yesterday, yeah. And that was just with that front coming in, that south wind. So maybe a little bit of that coastal flooding by Saturday. More details coming up with Dr. Bill. We'll check traffic next with Kane.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we'll once again meet Marquise Ford, CEO of 1186 Water, making a return visit. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
One of our most compelling guests was Marquise Forge. His story would be unbelievable if we weren't watching it happen before our very eyes. He heard a calling from God to begin 1186 Water in Autogaville, Alabama. He had no expertise in the business, driven entirely by faith. And whenever he had a question or a need, someone literally showed up with the answer. Today, his company is doing well. And we'll have him in the studio for our first live broadcast and for you to call with your questions. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday, 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the CBD America Traffic Center, they've got accident at Airport and Azalea, one with injuries at Range Line in Halls Mill Road, and then again at Paget Switch just south of 2 Mile Road. They've got three cars involved with an accident head-on collision, and they've got the roadway completely blocked this time. The Serpents of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has the perfect gift for that unique summer, from independent art to books and clothing and oddity items perfect for Halloween. See them at serpentsofbienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Despite women being the fastest growing segment of the population for alcohol and drug abuse in the United States, Mobile and Baldwin counties have zero state certified treatment facilities for women. The closest is over 3 hours away in Dothan. The shoulder of the Central Gulf Coast is asking for your help to build a state certified 50 bed facility in Baldwin County. The facility will offer residential therapy services for women provided by qualified and credentialed staff. Programming will be built on the three foundations: spirituality, 12-step, and recovery orientation. Over 4 million women in America are in need of treatment for their addiction. 60% of all women incarcerated are there for drug-related offenses, and 60% of those are mothers with children under the age of 18. Women and their families need help right here on the Gulf Coast. The shoulder of the Central Gulf Coast asks for your contribution to help build the 50-bed women's residential treatment facility in Baldwin County. Please visit theshoulder.org today.
742 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Y'all say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM. And Larry, let's you have so much inventory. Y'all have actually grown the footprint of LCM here recently.
Absolutely. You know, we acquired the property next door, so that gives us storage for an extra 50 cars. So I think right now we have 104 vehicles on the ground as we speak.
Wow. And y'all, it's not just vehicles. I'm not going to date Larry, but he's been doing this long enough that he knows what we want. I mean, you've got the vehicles that folks down here are looking for.
Absolutely. Like I said, we always pay attention to our customers. If we don't have something they want, then we make a note of it. You know, maybe we need to try to buy some of these or this kind of car or this kind of truck. So we listen to our customers. That's our guideline.
Other thing, too, education for me over the years is learning this. Instead of going out and going one place, finding financing, and then coming to y'all, y'all have got a huge inventory of financing options.
Absolutely. We've got tremendous selection of credit unions right now, just unbelievable rates and terms. So, and we got finance companies. We've got something for just about everybody.
All right. Give us directions to come see you.
Highway 90 West at Plantation Road, online at LCMMotorCars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM 744. Let's get headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Mobile police continue to investigate a number of crimes across the city, and they need your help. First up, an assault in a second investigation case. On Saturday, October the 12th, just before 6 a.m., police responded to Shotgun Willie's nightclub located on Spring Hill Avenue. They responded in reference to the report of shots fired. Upon arrival, officers discovered that there had been a shooting, but there were no victims on scene. Officers later discovered and received a second call of two people at the hospital with gunshot wounds. Both subjects were at Shotgun Willie's when they were shot. Both people had been involved in an altercation, which led to both being shot. This investigation is still ongoing. The next case is one injured by accidental shooting. On Saturday, October the 12th, at approximately 12 p.m., police responded to Spring Hill Hospital in reference to the report of one person shot. The victim told them that she was exiting her vehicle when her purse tipped over, which caused her gun to go off and that bullet hit her in the arm. The victim was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Etowah County authorities have identified the remains of a missing man identified as Johnny Lee Rhodes. He was last seen alive Saturday, September the 8th, when he left his home. Last month, authorities received information that Rhodes was last seen being dropped off at a residence on Bristow Cove Road. Investigators, with the assistance of cadaver dogs, searched a wooded area and at first found no findings. But 2 weeks later, a resident of that area notified the sheriff's office that a dog brought to their property what could have been possibly human bones. One of the arm bones contained a surgical steel plate which matched Rhodes's medical history. Authorities searched the area and discovered more bones, a skull, and even a phone in the same wooded area, all believed to be belonging to Rhodes. Two persons of interest are now in custody at the Etowah County Detention Center as this investigation continues. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now. This information update brought to you by your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest. If you're looking for the highest quality CBD products in the industry, visit your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelot for a full line of products for you and your pets. Your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelot.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Rallies are being held around the country as patients demand access to prescription pain medicine. One rally is scheduled for 11 outside the VA hospital in Mobile. Another rally will be held at noon at MLK Square in Pensacola. Protesters say the opioid crisis is limiting access to medication. Mobile police are investigating a shooting at the Knollwood Apartments. This happened last night around 8:45. News 5 is working to get more information about that shooting. Scratch-off tickets will be available starting November 25th in Mississippi. Over the next 10 years, $80 million is expected to be generated from the ticket sales. Officials say that money will be used for infrastructure and road repairs. Pensacola police have arrested a man in connection to a deadly hit-and-run last month on Cervantes Street. 25-year-old Kyle Harger was booked into the Escambia County Jail last night. He is being held this morning without bond. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility can take care of all your trailer problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go by McLean Trailers today.
Good morning, 7:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Washington Nationals finished a four-game sweep over the St. Louis Cardinals with a 7-4 win last night and are now headed to the World Series for the first time in franchise history.
In the air, center field. This should do it. Robles will squeeze it, and there it is! Washington Nationals are National League champions!
The Nationals came out hot, scoring all seven of their runs in the bottom of the first inning. 36-year-old infielder Howie Kendrick took home the National League Championship Series MVP award. He went 5 of 15 in the series with 4 RBI and 4 runs.
I think we can compete with any team anytime. I think, people always get caught up in the things that are on paper. But the reality of it is you have to go out and play. Once we get out on the field, anything can happen.
Now that they've won the NL pennant, the Nationals will face either the Houston Astros or New York Yankees in the World Series. That's set to begin on Tuesday, October 22nd. In that ALCS, Houston beat the Yankees 4-1 yesterday to take a 2-1 series lead.
1-2. Left side. Bregman gloves, throws, and got him. A dig out by Gurriel. Astros win game 3, a final of 4-1.
That was the call from Fox Sports 1. Astros ace Garrett Cole pitched 7 shutout innings with 7 strikeouts. Game 4 in the best of 7 series scheduled for tonight, but could be postponed. Weather forecast in the Bronx not looking too great. In NFL news, the Jacksonville Jaguars have finally moved on from disgruntled cornerback Jalen Ramsey. Ramsey was traded yesterday to the LA Rams for first-round draft picks in 2020 and 2021 and a fourth-rounder in 2021. ESPN reports that the Rams expect Ramsey to pass a physical and be available to play this Sunday against the Falcons in Atlanta. Tonight, the South Alabama Jaguars are in Troy to take on the Trojans in the annual battle for the belt. The two Sun Belt rivals began playing each season in 2012. Trojans currently lead the overall series 4-3, but the Jags and Troy have split the past 4 games, with the road team winning each time. It could be good news for the Jags tonight, but they'll need to pull off some magic in Troy. The Trojans are 15-point favorites. South has lost 4 in a row. They're 1-5 this year, while Troy is only 1 game better at 2-4. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock tonight on ESPN2. It's 7:51. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, still there at Airport in Azalea. That's an accident with injuries. Also, Range Line and Halls Mill Road, and the roadway still blocked off at Patchett Switch Road just south of 2 Mile Road. 3 cars involved in that accident with a head-on collision. And we're starting to see heavier traffic off of Dolphin at Spring Hill at 65. CBD America at 5668 Old Highway 43 in Satsuma is the state's original CBD store. For your health and wellness, they offer all things hemp. Call 675-4291. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, clearing and cooler with lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A recall in effect may impact your lunch and or your dinner plans and have you saying no bueno. More than 2.3 million pounds of seasoned ground beef has been recalled from Taco Bell when it comes to locations in 21 states over concerns that that meat could contain pieces of metal. The issue was discovered when customers reported finding a metal shaving in their food. Now, Taco Bell says that all of the affected restaurants were in the eastern Midwest, northern southeast, and northeast regions of the U.S. The product is from Kenosha Beef International, and it has been removed from restaurants and discarded. The states where the meat were shipped, though, have not yet been announced. The USDA says that there have been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions due to the consumption of the product, which is used in burritos and tacos. If you are concerned about an injury or illness, you are advised to contact your healthcare provider, and you can also call Taco Bell with questions at 1-800-822-6235. This Saturday, you are invited to help your family become even healthier. There is a health fair that's happening, and it's absolutely free. You're invited to join and learn more about health programs and resources in the community, which can help improve your health and quality of life. The Community Health Fair is sponsored by the Health Ministry of Trinity Lutheran Evangelical Church. It's happening 10 to 2 on Saturday, October 19th, and the church is located at 2668 Berkeley Avenue. So there you'll receive food, flu shots, college information, job opportunities, blood pressure checks, health information. There will be a car show, and again, it's absolutely free. Take the family 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, October 19th to Trinity Lutheran Church at 2668 Berkeley Avenue in Mobile. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 756. And speaking of, yeah, they're talking about the recall for metal in the meat there for Taco Bell. If you get roadkill, I mean, you might have some bumper metal in that meat. But, this discussion started because California has passed a law legalized, although it's 3 years. It doesn't go into effect for 3 years, yeah. But letting people keep the roadkill on the side of the road. And I talked about the Alabama code some. Coming up at 8:30 this morning, we're going to check in at Alabama Wildlife and Freshwater Fisheries with one of the chiefs there and get the full details of the law in Alabama when it comes to keeping roadkill. Because, I mean, you talk about staying healthy, fresh protein. I mean, I'm not talking about people, because roadkill, of course, you think, yeah, some kind of critter that's bolted up on the side of the road. I'm talking about a freshly killed deer or something like that. What about keeping that and feeding your family with that? We'll get the law from the people that know up in Montgomery. That's coming up at 8:30. And thank you. Some great text here and great stories. If we have time, we'll get y'all stories from the text line on keeping things you hit along the roadside. And plus, somebody pointing out Hunters Helping the Hungry program. That is a fantastic program here in the state of Alabama. We'll talk more about that too. Hour number 3 and Jeff Poore coming up next.